first question I wanted to ask you is about your home in Europe, what country you came from, and the name of the town.
Lithuania.
Uh-huh.
L-I-T-H.
Yeah, that's all right. I can do that as I go on. And the name of the town?
K-O-L-T-O-L-T-E-N-U-N.
And how did you pronounce that?
Koltinan.
Koltinan. And what province?
Lithuania.
Yeah. Do you remember what?
It's Russia.
How big a
town? The town, small, very small town. But there's 40 Jewish families.
40 Jewish families. How many Gentile families?
About 500.
500. So very, very, really a village.
A village, that's right.
And can you tell me about your house?
We had a six-room house for ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And one brother.
Do you remember the material the house was made out of?
Wooden frame.
Wooden house.
Wooden house.
Now, will you tell me a little bit about your family, a number of brothers or sisters,
One brother.
Uh-huh.
And one sister.
One sister. Who was, and was the brother older or younger?
Brother was the oldest.
And your sister?
The youngest.
Mm-hmm. And your parents?
My parents
were living?
No, they passed away.
At that time?
Not sure, yeah, while living.
Yeah, parents were living.
A name too?
No. Mm-hmm. All right. And how long did you live there?
Well, I was born there.
Mm-hmm.
Till I was 13.
So it was 13 years. What kind of work did your father do?
A businessman.
Do you remember what he...
Buying and selling.
Mm-hmm.
Food with...
Grocery?
No, food. Yeah. For farm food, like growing a farm, all kinds of farm.
Oh, the produce.
Produce, that's right, all kinds of produce.
Did he buy from the farmers?
That's right.
And did he sell it directly to the people in the town, or did he?
He sold it wholesale.
Oh, he was like a wholesale.
That's right.
And then did he only sell in the community to grocers or whatever?
No, he sold it to out-of-town people.
All around?
All around.
Was this the only work he did? I mean, this was...
That's the only work he did.
He always had been in this
line. Before he had a tannery.
I see.
Manufacturing leather.
Uh-huh.
He used to buy up raw hide.
Yeah.
And he had a tannery, and he used to sell the raw hide after his hide was worked out very good. He used to sell it to the shoe factory.
Oh, I see. And right in the same area.
That's right.
Oh, will you tell me the languages that were spoken in your home and in the village?
Jewish.
Just Yiddish. Jewish, you mean Yiddish?
Yiddish, that's
right. Did they speak any other language?
Well, Lithuanian.
They did speak Lithuanian.
That's right.
Any others? Russian?
Well, very little Russian, mostly Lithuanian.
Mm-hmm. And Yiddish in the home?
Yiddish at home.
Will you tell me about your schooling in Lithuania?
Well, I went to Hebrew school only.
That was the type of education?
That was the only type of Hebrew school, Hebrew religious school.
Uh-huh. And how many years did you go?
Well, from 5 till 13.
From 5 to 13. Can you tell us about your synagogue? What type of synagogue?
Real religious synagogue.
Very Orthodox.
Real Orthodox.
Yeah. Did you actually have a building?
And a small little building
mm-hmm.
for 30 or 40 people to come here.
Uh-huh.
Used to pray three times a day.
Three times a day.
Services in the mornings, about 8, and then 4, and then 6 in the evening mm-hmm. services, continuously. So.
Did you have a rabbi?
Yes, rabbi too.
Did he live in the community?
He lived in the community. He lived in the community too.
Uh-huh.
They were paying him very small salary. He used to go out every Friday to collect money to keep the rabbi up every Friday. The committee going out to collect enough money for his livelihood.
Each week.
Each week. That's the only way. That's the only way he made a living.
I see.
Very contented.
Mm-hmm.
And my father and mother, both of them, they were first cousins.
They were fourth cousins.
First cousins.
Oh, first cousins to each other. I see.
And Mary
was
her brother.
Yeah. I'm going to change the subject a little bit. What were your relations with the non-Jewish people in the community?
Well, very close. Well, very friendly.
Mm-hmm. There was no antagonism?
No, not at that time. They were very friendly.
Mm-hmm. No pogroms?
No, no pogroms.
Not in your community?
Not in our community. Farther down,
uh-huh.
in a different... under the Polish government, they used to have pogroms used to hear.
But this is the only way you knew about them,
from hearing.
Yeah. And what was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews?
Well, there were, everything was over there, nothing but graft.
Uh-huh.
From a policeman to the highest officer, nothing but graft. For money, you could bribe anybody over there.
For anything.
Any favor you wanted to do, you had to bribe them.
So that if you pay enough, then the Jews were able to get along.
They did it very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was bribery.
Mm-hmm. You were too young. Did your father belong to any organizations or groups, you know, such as the Zionist one?
Zionist.
He was a Zionist.
Yeah, he was a Zionist.
Mm-hmm. Was he active?
Well, yeah, he was active.
Mm-hmm.
Active in the parliament.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember much about that?
No, mm-hmm. I do not.
What did you think of America at that time?
Well, we were very anxious to come.
Mm-hmm.
Came everything, or had all the freedom over here, and over there they were oppressed. Russian Tsar at that time,
mm-hmm.
Lithuania was an independent government, but the Tsar has supervision over Lithuania.
The Tsar.
That's where Russian Tsar.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, the Russian Tsar had
supervision all over Russia.
I see.
But Lithuania is a small province, independent for itself, like Poland.
Mm-hmm.
But after all, but the Russian, the Tsarist government has charge over it, mm-hmm. and that's the provision.
So you're in your mind, you had a beautiful view of the United States?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Used to hear, read letters from newspapers, a wonderful country. Everything is free, you can do whatever you want,
mm-hmm.
nobody is interfering with you.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech, freedom of worship.
Why did you leave the country in which you were born?
Well, to better myself, there was no future over there for a younger generation.
Why did you come to the United States, perhaps instead of another country?
My brother came here previously before I did, and after him being here about 7 years, he was anxious for me to come. He was all by himself. He had nobody.
I see. Did you have a definite destination in the United States?
Pittsburgh, I did have.
You came directly?
Right to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. And was that because of your brother?
Exactly. Yeah. He happened to be here and he wanted me to come here to his...
Do you recall why he came to Pittsburgh originally?
Well, the reason he came to Pittsburgh, there was a revolution in 1905. And a lot of Jewish boys were getting in bed with the Communistic Party. And a lot of Jewish boys were arrested for being active in that party. So my parents were anxious for him to leave his home and go to the United States.
When you came to the United States, did you travel with a group?
No, all by myself.
All by, and you were how old?
I was 13.
And
had nobody at all.
How did you purchase your ticket?
Well, the ticket was sent from this country to Europe. My brother sent me a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Free transportation.
Was it from port to port or country to port?
From a port to Pittsburgh.
Port to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And
all expenses were paid.
How did you get from your community to the port?
Well, we had to travel by horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
At about 14 miles from our town to the port.
What port was that?
Bremen.
You were only 14 miles?
About 14 miles. 14 European miles, about 28 American miles.
I see.
And that's more than that. Seven times 14 is about 98 miles from town.
And then you sailed to the United States?
From Bremen to Baltimore.
To Baltimore. And then when you reached Baltimore, how did you travel from there to
Baltimore? Well, I traveled by train.
Uh-huh.
I had my name was on my hat. I was supposed to come to Pittsburgh. I didn't know the language. And they put me on the train. And my brother...
Who put you on the train?
The authorities.
Oh, the authorities did.
Put me on the train and came to Pittsburgh, and my brother met me at the train.
And they said nobody met you at all in Baltimore?
No, nobody at all.
What objects or papers did you bring to the U.S.? What was your most treasured item?
Well, the religious books I had with me. You know what a talus and tefillin is?
Yeah.
I had it with me.
Uh-huh.
These were my precious.
Those were your most precious.
That's right.
Well, that's wonderful. Did you bring papers also? Any particular papers?
No papers at all.
Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
The same name, no change at all.
What first impressed you when you came to the United States? First landing.
The Statue of Liberty.
But you...
Oh, no, not that. No. Well, there's the big buildings.
Uh-huh.
And I have never seen buildings before. It's more little villages and apartment stores.
The whole idea of the city.
The city itself impressed.
Mm-hmm. And what first impressed you when you came to Pittsburgh?
Well, a lot of smoke, a lot of factories, a lot of noise.
But there's a lot of noise.
Yes, I like to get used to it.
Did you like the feeling though? How did you feel when you?
Well, I felt very lonesome for a while, but got used to it. I went to school.
I'm going to go back a little bit. Do you remember your first day in
Well, I do.
It was
very strange. Look around, all around, and nothing. And first day I came over, I didn't see my brother. I didn't recognize him. He left me when I was a little kid, and I was grown up I was 5 years old when I left. When he left, I was 5 years old, and I didn't recognize him. And finally, we got acquainted. In a restaurant to eat.
That was your
time. After the first meal I had in this country.
Do you remember where else you went?
Well, then we had in Pittsburgh, we had the Irene Kaufman Settlement.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go there very often. They used to have services.
Mm-hmm. Would you say there was anything in about life in the United States that disappointed you during these first 5 years?
No, nothing disappointed. I was very happy. Everything was good. In the United States, I liked everything. The environment was very nice. People were very nice to me. Socially, very nice.
So there were no disappointments?
No disappointment at all.
Was there any point...
I did miss my parents for a while.
Yeah.
I was never away from home before. So you know how you feel, young punk.
Was there any point during the first 5 years when you felt unjustly treated as an immigrant?
Well, I did. I worked hard for a while. I wanted to make a success. I wanted to show my parents that I could stand on my own feet. And I used to write them very often in good. I had all good things about this country, whatever it was. It wasn't comfortable. I never wrote to them. Well, I always wrote good things. I used to send them money very often, although they did not need my money. But I used to show them that I had money. I could support myself and help them.
But did anything occur that you didn't write them that you were unhappy about? You felt unjustly treated?
No, I kept on writing them all the time. No matter what I went through, I always kept on writing to them all my good things that I have.
After having lived here for 5 years, did you feel you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal in coming here?
I did. After being here 5 years, going to school, getting a good education, which I loved. I enjoyed my schooling very much, and went to public school, and went to high school. I enjoyed being here. Met some very nice friends.
Where did
I was the oldest one in the class.
Yeah. Where did you go to school?
Miller School in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Where was it located?
From Miller Street.
On Miller Street. What section of the city?
Pittsburgh Hill District.
Oh, in the Hill District.
And then at Fifth Avenue High School,
mm-hmm.
Also the Hill, Fifth Avenue,
yeah.
One of the oldest high schools in Pittsburgh, still in existence.
Where was your first home in Pittsburgh?
A home at 71 Robert Street. R-O-B-R-T-S.
And was that in the Hill District?
Hill District, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was in that neighborhood.
And who did you live with?
A brother of mine, single fellow, too.
He was also
a bachelor.
And how long did you live there?
Till I went to the Army.
How many years ago?
Well, in 1918.
5 years.
5 years.
Was it a house or an apartment?
It was a house.
Did you own it? Did your brother own it?
No, he rented it too. Slept together.
What kind of work did you do when you first came to the country?
Well, I used to be a shipping clerk.
Shipper.
After school.
And how, that was after school. Did you need any training?
No, not any method.
Just able.
I was taught for a while.
And do you recall what you earned?
Huh?
Do you recall how much you earned?
Yeah, $4 a week.
$4 a week. And do you recall your hours?
Well, after school, from 3:30 till 6:30, and Saturday and Sunday the whole day.
Saturday and Sunday the whole day.
That's right.
You said you worked Saturdays and Sundays. Did you also work on Jewish holidays?
No.
How long did you remain at this job?
Till I went to the army, till 1918.
Did you belong to any kind of union?
No.
What became your life's work? Your main occupation during your lifetime?
Well, a shoe clerk.
First went to work as a shoe clerk. And then?
Well, that was...
How long were you a shoe clerk?
Till a long time. 1919 till 1924.
And then, what did you do?
Acquired a shoe store, went in a shoe business.
Now, how did you go into business? I mean, how did you get the money? And
my brother financed me.
Did you open where?
Well,
did you open your shoe store?
Penn Avenue and Main Street.
And how long did you remain there?
About 3 years. Mm-hmm. From there we went. My brother was tired of the store where he was up 1710 Central Avenue, so I took it over.
And
opened a shoe store. And I remained over there till 1932.
From 1924 to 1932.
Uh-huh. And in 1932, we moved over for the building at 17, the other one was supposed to be
1708. No, I'm just writing dates down.
So, and then I moved over to 1710 Central Avenue, bought a building, and remained over there till the Depression, 1932, Depression, so hit very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we struggled for a few years till the end. NRA went in effect.
Mm-hmm.
So things picked up a little bit better. I was married in 1923.
I'm going to ask you all about that. I'll get to it. But I wondered how you went from being a shoe clerk into business. Now, if you could live this part of your life over, those early years, would you still go into the...
I would, yes. And I would make no change at all.
Mm-hmm. How did you learn to speak English, getting back to the educational part of your life?
Going to school.
In the regular group.
Mingling with youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
Although I was the oldest one in the class, but I mingled with them. I've learned the language.
And they taught you both reading and writing.
That's right.
Do you recall how your Gentile classmates treated you?
They were very, very kind, mm-hmm. very sociable, tried to be helpful in every way.
Did you ever see them socially after school?
Well, no.
Just a classroom?
They mingled out, but the Jewish community are always for themselves, had their own social affairs. And Zionists, they had meetings very often. Out of social affairs, also Jewish affairs. Mm-hmm. I didn't mingle much with that at that time.
Did you go to Cheder after school?
No.
Did you play a musical instrument, or did you like music?
I'd like music, but I never played any.
An instrument. Did you go to the concerts?
I did.
And the opera?
Opera, I did.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater?
Sometimes.
Did you go to the other type of theater, the regular?
I did. Very often.
Do you recall where you went to the theater?
I used to go to the Nixon Theater very often. Used to be the Elvin Theater. I used to escort my girl to the Elvin Theater. It was very expensive that time.
Where was the Yiddish Theater located?
Up on Central Avenue. It's 1800 block Central Avenue. It's a Jewish place very often.
Did they bring in shows, or were they
local? They brought in out-of-town shows. Mm-hmm. A lot of famous actors. Like Molly Picon used to come to Pittsburgh, and a few other national-known Jewish actors were in Pittsburgh.
Did you also attend any lectures?
I did.
Where were they located?
At YMHA. I am in WHA.
Did you go to the public library?
I did.
Do you remember which ones you went to?
The Carnegie Library, mm-hmm. Wiley Avenue branch.
Mm-hmm. Which Pittsburgh newspapers did you read?
It used to be Dispatch.
The Dispatch.
That's right. Pittsburgh Press, of course. In the morning paper. Sun Telegraph used to be.
The Sun Telegraph. Mm-hmm. When you came to the United States, I'm changing the subject again. When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
I did.
In which way?
Well, I try to observe as much as I can the ritualism, mm-hmm. try to keep up as much as I possibly could, although I didn't observe as good as I should, but I did the best of my ability.
Well, in which ways did you observe?
Well, I used to go to synagogue very often, if I had a chance. I used to mingle in religious gatherings.
Did you like Tefillin?
I did.
So that did not change?
No, it didn't change.
Did you? Some of your other religious practices change?
No, nothing has changed at all.
Nothing from Europe to the transition to the United States?
That's right.
Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh in those days?
I did.
Uh-huh. Which one?
My Tiferes Israel, T-I-P-H. E-R-E-T-H, Tiferes Israel.
Where was it located?
Fullerton Street and Central Avenue.
Fullerton and Wiley.
That's right, Fullerton and Wiley.
And that was in the
Hills. Civic Arena, don't I?
Oh, where the Civic Arena is now? Did you carry on observances in your home? That was in your early home with your brother.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Would you explain?
Well, we had used to bring in kosher food. Mm-hmm. And always tried our best of our ability to observe this.
So you did keep kosher.
I did, that's right.
Did you experience any changes in your health due to climate or food, et cetera, when you came to the United States?
No change at all. Felt very good. The only time I had the flu in 1918, I had the flu in the army. But otherwise.
So then you didn't seek medical attention during those early years?
No, I did not. No. The only medical attention I had when I was in the army, the flu.
Up until that time, you never went to the free clinics or any medical attention. What were the first organizations you belonged to here in Pittsburgh?
The Congregation to Fairs Israel.
And any others, the Zionist groups?
Zionists I belong.
Here in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And let's see what else. And Jewish War Veterans. Mm-hmm. And B'nai B'rith.
From the very early days. Did you belong to
life member, Jewish War Veterans, life member of the Mizrochi, Peal and Mizrochi is the religious part of the Zionists.
I see. So you were involved in that.
That's right.
Did you belong to organizations set up to give charity?
Yes. Lechem Maniim, L-E-C-H-E-M, and then A-N-Y-I-A-M, Lechem Maniim, bread for the poor. That was me.
Did you have pushkis?
Yeah, I had a lot of charity boxes we had in the store.
Did you contribute in any other way?
Every worthy organization we contributed.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were first in this country, and did you where did you go to have a good time socially?
We had Labor Lyceum on Miller Street. Mm-hmm. Used to have dances, although I never acquired dancing, but I used to enjoy watching somebody else.
But you did go to these affairs.
I did.
Did you go with friends of your own sex,
Friends of my own.
When you were married, then did you go with your wife?
Yes, I did.
You still attended these affairs.
That's right.
Did you participate in any sports at this time? Go to sporting events?
Yes, I love baseball. I liked very much. Mm-hmm. Basketball.
How about boxing?
Boxing, well, yeah, I did boxing too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned the YW. The YMHA. Did you also know the YMCA?
Well, I attended there once on special occasions. I used to attend the YMCA.
Did they in any way help you in your adjustment to Pittsburgh?
Well, they helped in a certain extent as far as the language. They helped a whole lot.
And how?
I tried to use the language better than I did.
Oh, did they have some type of...
They had classes over there.
They had classes. Do you recall any other non-Jewish agencies that helped you adjust?
No.
But you did take advantage of the Y.
The Y all the time. I always took care of the Y. I'm a member of the Y since 1927. I've joined other social clubs. And we used to meet in Washington Park. It used to be up on the hill.
Yeah.
Social Recreation. The name of the club was Fidelis Club. F-I-D-E-L-I-S. Social Club.
Mm-hmm. Was that just men?
About men only. Mm-hmm. But they used to have social affairs, have dances, invite their girlfriends too.
Was that a Jewish organization?
Jewish organization.
This was Jewish. Do you remember any cafe political parties, meeting places for that type of?
Well, I always joined the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. At their meetings.
Where were they held?
Up in the Irene Cotton Settlement. Very often, Rabbi Leonard Levy, the best member, used to be a very good speaker very often up in that neighborhood from Rudolf Shawn Temple. And lecture there very often.
At this Fidelis Club or at the Y?
At Fidelis Club and also at the Y.
How did you meet people during these first 5 years in Pittsburgh? I'm speaking of a social sense.
Well, just get acquainted, went into the studiata.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you find that by going to Irene Kaufman Settlement?
Yeah, I met a lot of people by going up there. You meet people, get acquainted.
How else did you find friends?
Well, that's the only way you mingle with them.
Did you have any non-Jewish friends?
Well, very few. At that time, nothing but that neighborhood were nothing but Jewish up in
it was a real, totally Jewish.
Like the ghetto. Like it's very little right now, maybe more yet. Mm-hmm. At that time, there were no Gentiles even in that neighborhood. All the synagogues were up on the hill. Every synagogue was located up on that neighborhood.
Did some of these very early friends remain friends to this day?
Yes, still have a lot of friends.
Now, you mentioned that your brother brought... you mentioned before that you had your brother here in Pittsburgh. Did you have other family here in Pittsburgh? And were you close socially with them?
I had two uncles and one aunt in Butler, PA. And something about all.
Did you celebrate Seder with any of your family?
No.
Who did you celebrate the
with? Strangers.
Strangers.
And well, I had a room, and we have invited people where I stayed with.
Oh, I see. Did you, during this first 5 years, maintain contact with your family in Europe?
I did. Uh-huh. I used to write to them very often and send them money very often. In fact, I let myself go, and I financed them a whole lot.
A what?
I financed them over there.
Oh, I see.
I gave them all the finances that the money that I made to send them over there.
I see. Now I'm going to ask you a little bit about your getting your citizenship. Are you a citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh? And how did you acquire your citizenship?
Before I enlisted in the army, I got the papers.
Automatically?
Mm-hmm.
When did you first vote?
In 1920.
You mentioned earlier you were a Democrat.
That's right.
You originally, from the very beginning, you registered?
Very beginning, that's
why?
A Democratic. I believed in that party, in Wilson's. Voted for Wilson.
Were you active in the party?
Well, I was active. I used to be on the registration board.
Uh-huh. Which?
To register. See, people come. Before you vote, you have to register a month or two before. Mm-hmm. I was on the board, several in my district.
I see.
On the third ward, I was on the registration board.
When did you first meet your wife?
in 1921.
How did you meet him?
We had a summer camp at Oakmont, PA, and love at first sight.
What was the name of the camp?
Camp 7 W's. Seven W's.
Was it associated with any organization?
Well, no. It's a social club.
Was it a privately owned social
That's
club?
That's right. Mostly Jewish boys, all very intelligent boys, professional men, pharmacists, school, went to medical school, some of them went, business associates, and I'm still in contact with some of them. We're still friends.
How old were you?
I got married 25.
And how old was your wife?
24.
And what was the date of the wedding?
January the 14th, 1923.
And you were married here?
In Pittsburgh.
How long did you know each other before you were married?
4 years.
You knew each other 4 years?
4 years. And my uncle, your grandfather, came to the wedding. I thought was the closest relations I had at a wedding. Mm-hmm. Your grandfather, Barnett Wolf, Preston Priest, and my Aunt Mary Spiro. They were the closest relatives at our wedding.
Was it a small wedding?
Small wedding. In the synagogue. And then I happened to be in business at that time. Went our honeymoon in Cleveland. Oh. We left on Sunday, came back on Friday.
Your wedding, your marriage then was not prearranged?
No, no.
Do you think had you remained in Europe, you would have had a prearranged marriage? Your parents would have arranged a marriage?
Well, possibly. I don't think so, no.
Was that trend?
That trend was different. All the time it used to be prearranged.
Yeah.
But the more modern, in my time, they were...
In Europe.
Europe. Even in Europe, they didn't prearrange at all. If a young fellow liked a girl, but sometimes the parents objected, they married her anyway.
Was your wife from the same country?
No, she was born in this country. She was born in Pittsburgh.
That was a product.
Well, was she, though, did her parents come from the same country?
Yeah, no, they come from a different... from different part, Lithuania
but
too.
But also Lithuania.
Yes, but from a different part.
Did you think of this fact when you were interested in marrying your wife, the fact that she also was Lithuanian?
Not exactly. No. That didn't matter to me what came from. But I did know her mother, she was very, died very young.
Did you have any friends that married non-Jews at that time?
No, I did not.
You didn't even know anybody?
No.
Now, many couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems of adjustment during those first years?
Well, we had no problems at all because I used to be in the store. I used to leave the house 8 in the morning, never came back till 10 at night. My wife would be well. she raised the family. The effect of my older daughter was, we had 3 years old. We had a meeting up our house, the Padella's Club had a meeting, and my older daughter asked some of the my wife, who is that man meaning at me? She didn't, she was 3 years old. She didn't know her own father.
You really were busy in the story.
That's right. I used to 8 in the morning, and when I used to leave in the morning, she was sleeping. Come back at home, she was
Well, then who made the important decisions in your home?
Well, at the home, she took care. All the business transactions, financially, I managed everything myself without any help from anybody.
Was this situation in the home any different from that type of home that you grew up in?
No, the same environment.